I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bert Show.
I recently, you all came on the air and shared your deep, dark secrets for $100. There were so many of you because, you know, cold hard cash was involved, that we recorded some of those during a commercial break, and we have saved them for our bonus BS. You can go to theburtshow.com/bonusBS. I will give you a warning. One dude shared his deep, dark secret and the math wasn't mathing, and we had to call BS on him and like, nah, bruh, you ain't getting that $100.
Yeah, plus, minus, plus, plus, minus equals felony, I think. So I think that he was trying to like approximate ages.
We wanted deep, dark secrets, but not ones that made us feel like we were accomplices. So you can go to theburtshow.com/bonusBS and check it out.
She can't figure out why things are going so well in her marriage, so he must be cheap. And she wants us to get to the bottom of it, okay? This is the email that we got for To Catch a Cheater or the Roses. Yo, over the past couple of years, my marriage hit a really rocky patch. We were both always annoyed with the other person. We argued all the time. One of the issues that we would fight about was our sex life. My husband seemed to want it a lot more than I did. It would often cause a lot of tension. I wanted us to go to couples therapy and work through our issues, but we never did. At our lowest moments, I was convinced we were headed for a divorce, but in the past few months, it's been a drastic change. Can't put my finger on what changed, but my husband is suddenly more careful, or cheerful, I should say, and seems less annoyed with me. Our arguments have significantly decreased, and the pressure for sex has nearly disappeared.
Maybe he got on meds.
While part of me is grateful, another part of me can't help but feel uneasy. I started wondering if this change in his behavior might be because he found somebody else and is having an affair. I find myself overanalyzing his every move, looking for signs and second-guessing everything. Is it possible that he's cheating and that's why he seems so, quote-unquote, content now? Or am I just being paranoid? It feels like a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. But because I'm relieved if we aren't fighting as much, but I'm also worried that we aren't fighting as much. So help me figure out, my marriage seems to be better because he's already moved on. Now, I am curious if any of you guys listening, anybody at all in our 25 cities that thought that, okay, he must be cheating because things are going too well in our relationship. 1-855-BIRCHELL.
Well, here, if there's a drastic change in somebody's mood or behaviors, that's going to be cause for alarm. Even if they are for the better, especially if you have not done anything to alter that mood or behavior. It's one thing if you are in a relationship and you're in a marriage and the two of you were butting heads, like, you know, Bart and I were going through a tough time, but we worked on it together. We both made adjustments and now we're in better places and we're happier because we know each other has made alterations to be better partners for each other. But if you haven't done anything and you are still the same old annoying you, but all of a sudden he's like on cloud nine. I don't begrudge her for thinking something has to be up.
Maybe he just read a book about being happy.
Well, then he should have shared. So why is he? He should share. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, here's a wild thought. What if he just did some internal work on his own and realized, I don't actually like arguing with my wife about certain things. I feel like I am putting too much pressure on her for the sex. What if I just take a step back, look at myself and what I can improve? So, I mean, maybe he's not stepping out. Maybe he just really is going through like a self-help journey, if you will. Maybe he did find a book and I don't know. It doesn't seem like this would be that much cause for alarm to think that he's actually going to blow up your marriage.
I feel like I hate that I'm going to say this because I don't like the fact that I've been in a relationship before where I just was in a mental place and I just needed to go through something. And I feel like every time that has happened to me, my partner assumed that it was because it was another woman, and it never was. I just really was going through something. But in a case like this, where it seems like his change has been so drastic and so quickly and out of nowhere, I can't be mad at the fact that she thinks that it could be because somebody else is in the picture.
We have had men and women on this show over the course of the last 20 years that said that while they would never tell their significant other this, that their affair led to a better marriage, that their significant other never knew about it, but they realized at that point what they needed and they felt loved and then demanded it from their husband or wife, and it made their relationship better.
And let's go ahead and call out the obvious. There's a lack of communication here. Mm. Like when you see changes in your partner for the better or for the good, like you talk about it and be like, hey, I've noticed that you seem to be in a really good place. And I'm just curious, like, what have you been working on? What have you been doing? Because I would like to be there with you as well. Mm. Like you don't have to come down on them for being a happier, better version of themselves, but like, open dialogue within your marriage should be encouraged.
And he'd probably be very honest and say, I just got myself a new side piece. And it's really, really helped out a lot, but I'm glad you're digging the results, wifey. Sarah wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, so let's give her what she wants. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Well, my ex-husband, I noticed a change in his behavior as well. One change, he started using Irish Spring. That's like a huge red flag. Okay. And then also, I just noticed he was, I don't know how to say this on the air, but his private parts smelled different.
Smelt different.
They smelt or they felt different?
No, they smell different.
They smell.
I mean, I think most women know what they smell like.
Yep.
They can pick up if it smells like someone else.
Gotcha. Yes.
It wasn't a cleansing thing. It was a lack of cleansing.
Got you. Isn't there a parody song about that? Where she's singing to him, let me smell.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, so that was the first tip off right there. Okay.
Why is Irish Spring the cheater soap?
It's not the cheater soap.
Because I use Irish Spring.
I have too.
Uh-oh.
Why is that, Sarah?
Well, because it's very strong. It has a very heavy fragrance. So if you're trying to cover something up, Irish Spring.
I just want it to smell good.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Man, there's a whole bunch of dudes going out and getting dubbed today.
Unscented.
I'm just trying to cover up stank.
That's it.
All right, so we'll test her man, who has been a great husband, and that's weird for her. So there must be something going on, so we'll test him tonight.
The Burt Show.